News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Irish Farmers Association wants to meet with the Department of Health to discuss the possibility of changing law so they can produce industrial hemp, CBD oil and medicinal cannabis. And for more on this, I am joined now by Pat Farrell, horticultural executive with the IFA. Pat, this might surprise some people that the IFA are doing this, because I suppose a lot of people would view big cannabis as being a little bit like big tobacco or big alcohol, and not necessarily something that Irish farmers want to be associated with.
Good morning, Ciara.
Good morning.
And thanks for inviting me onto the show. No, it is. It probably can seem from the outset, because I suppose people confuse to a certain extent recreational, I suppose, cannabis use with cannabis use for industrial and medicinal purposes. So basically, look, your listeners mightn't be aware, but the tillage sector here in Ireland has probably declined by 20% in area since 2012. And farmers are always looking for, you know, diversification and new crops that they can grow that are profitable, because we operate in commodity markets with, you know, the wheats and barley and oats and those type of things. And we're always kind of looking for alternative or niche markets. And hemp is one of those. And so basically, the part that Irish farmers are interested in is its use for, as I said, industrial and then medicinal purposes. But at the moment, there's a block in the legislation, because basically, for medicinal purposes, if you're producing, say, hemp, which is one of the many, I suppose, hundreds or thousands of cannabis plants, if you're using that, you get THC from it, is the part which is used for recreational drug use. And then you have the CBD oil, which is the part used for medicinal purposes. And basically, that CBD oil is, there's no problem with that under the Misuse of Drugs Act. But of course, THC is banned.
Okay. Are you calling for a change to be made in that legislation?
Yeah, in the legislation. So basically, what we want is that that you can grow cannabis plants, but of course, they must be less than 0.2-0.3% of THC content. But they can have a limit maybe of CBD up to 15% or more. And it's just separating that out. So it just means
But there are some difficulties around this, Pat. Now, I've no issue with industrial hemp, and I know it is used in construction for insulation and those types of things. But with regard to medicinal cannabis, there's a good reason why THC is a controlled drug. And medicinal cannabis, its use here is very, very limited. What we're legally allowed to do in this country with medicinal cannabis is treat some very small amount of neurological conditions under licence. And I mean, it wouldn't be vast in terms of what we can do with it here. And are you suggesting we should change and broaden that to provide farmers with I suppose, an outlet for this produce?
Yeah, well, that's it really, because as you know, we can't, the flowers have to be destroyed, and that's where the valuable part of the plant is. So really what we're saying is, like, that under the legislation, if you produce any of the crop and it has even trace elements of THC, you know, in minute percentages, then that is not allowed at all. So, you know, it's just amending the legislation that you can have up to 0.2 or 0.3% of THC. And then even when that would go, that's all licensed, and then it would go to controlled processors. And then if there was even minute levels of THC, and don't forget, the varieties allowed shouldn't be over 0.3% THC anyway, and then they can be destroyed.
And Pat, so what happens if within Ireland our legislation doesn't change and we don't see widespread medicinal cannabis use? I know that has happened in other countries. I know that people are using it for chronic pain and those types of things. And I know that CBD oil is bought and sold over the counter here in health food shops, etc. But it isn't the panacea that it's being described as. It doesn't work for all the things that people think it works for. And that's known. So what if you get farmers to move into cannabis and there's no market for it?
Well, like all things, we always stress this in the IFA. You must make sure there's a market there first. And at the moment, like, certain industry sources say that the market is, it's a multi-billion market in Europe. And in Ireland, it's worth anywhere from 10 to 20 million, and it's expanding rapidly. So look, you do this on a niche level and you'd make sure you'd have the markets. But it would just be done in combination with your industrial use as well. And obviously then you've an outlet for all parts of your plants, the seed, the stalks, the flowers, and the leaves. So that's kind of, you know, and you're right, it's not a panacea, but we're looking at niche areas. And I suppose you would be familiar with the government climate bill and climate action, and the likes of
moving away from the national herd.
Well, it mightn't even that, like, I mean, but just that we want alternatives, you know. Alternative crops, and it can, like, say an acre of hemp can capture 8.9 tons of CO2 per acre. It's low input, it's under renewable strategy and things like that. Okay. So look, it's just something else, and obviously it has to be controlled properly and things like that.
All right.
I mean, but look, it's a great thing for diversification or whatever.
Thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Pat Farrell there from the IFA, the horticultural expert.